Hare Krishna. So today the seminar is beginning. The seminars will have two aspects. One aspect is Bhagavatam and the other aspect is Ramayana. Bhagavatam has a very special aspect, very special feature. And that is understanding Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of or through the light of Brahma Samhita. Actually, Brahma Samhita is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we understand Brahma Samhita, then we'll understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So, can somebody close that window, Sudharma? So, how is the sound? There is any echo? Those who are at the back? Parshuram, you hearing any echo? Sound is alright? It's audible, Ganganaran? Sound is on. If I don't have such this asana elevated, will that be all right? Like, since most of you are sitting on the floor, most মেঝেতেই থাকে, সব মাটিতে বসে, ঠিক আছে, আমরা দেখব। হ্যাঁ, ওকে ওকে, এনিওয়ে উইল সি। দ্যার টু থিংস, ওয়ান ইজ সাউন্ড অ্যান্ড দ্য আদার ইজ ভিজিবিলিটি। সো সাউন্ড ইজ ক্লিয়ার, নো দ্যার ইজ সাম ইকো, আই ক্যান হিয়ার সাম ইকো। But otherwise, এটা একটু কম কম করে দাও তো। কৃষ্ণ প্রিয়া, হাউ ইজ দ্য সাউন্ড? সাম ইকো, মেক দ্য ইকো জাস্ট নন টু। হাউ ইজ দ্য সাউন্ড নাও? হ্যাঁ, ইটস ওকে, ইট জাস্ট ইনক্রিজ আ লিটল বিট, আই থিঙ্ক নিড টু। Actually, those who are at the back, Ganganaran, you can... how is the sound from the back now? Can you... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. There will be more echo if you... Huh? Why? Bring it here. Let's see. Bring it closer. Yeah. Better now? Hare Krishna? Better? Okay. No, let both be there. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. We should have checked it before. Increase the sound a little more. No, now it's too much. Hare Krishna. Mic testing. So, Brahma Samhita, how many of you read Brahma Samhita? How many of you read it very carefully? Okay, so it is necessary to go through Brahma Samhita properly. How many of you know who spoke Brahma Samhita? Lord Brahma. And so Lord Brahma spoke Brahma Samhita. When did he speak Brahma Samhita? When he saw Krishna face to face. Brahma saw, Brahma meditated on Gayatri. Krishna gave him Gayatri mantra. And Brahma, and he was inspired to meditate upon Gayatri from within, in his heart. So Brahma meditated upon Gayatri, and as a result of meditating upon Gayatri, the spiritual knowledge revealed in his heart. This is how the spiritual knowledge becomes manifest. Dibbogyan hride prakashito. The transcendental knowledge is revealed in the heart. Therefore it's called revelation. It's revealed in the heart. And this revelation takes place, one becomes transported to the spiritual sky. Brahma actually was transported to the spiritual sky. And there in the spiritual sky, he saw Krishna face to face. And we'll come to the final part of Brahma Samhita, is actually those prayers of Brahma from 29th to 56th verse. These 27 verses are actually describing through the prayers of Brahma, the essence of Brahma Samhita has been presented. Prior to that, this Brahma Samhita is actually only the fifth chapter of Brahma Samhita. There are 100 chapters of Brahma Samhita. Out of 100, 99 is lost. Only the fifth chapter is there. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came across Brahma Samhita. When he was traveling in South India. When he visited Adikeshava temple, there he found this scripture. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked it so much that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu copied it. He wrote it by his own hand and brought it with him. So that is how Brahma Samhita became available. Otherwise, we couldn't have access to Brahma Samhita. And if we didn't have Brahma Samhita, what a big loss it would have been. So in Brahma Samhita, in the fifth chapter from the beginning, the first Brahma Samhita is describing the nature of the spiritual sky and the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So Krishna's identity has been established right at the beginning of Brahma Samhita, so that no one can have any doubt. So Brahma Samhita, therefore, is presenting Krishna's original identity, the original supreme personality of Godhead's identity. What is the meaning of original supreme personality of Godhead? Because the supreme personality of Godhead has many incarnations. He expands himself in swa amsa. In his original form, he himself expands. His expansions are of two kinds. One is swamsa, the other is vibhinnamsa. Swamsa expansions are he himself expands from one to two, two to many. His first expansion is Balaram. He is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Parama Ishvara is Krishna. His form is Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is not mundane. His form is transcendental. His form is spiritual. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And he is the Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He is the beginning of the beginningless. He is the beginning of the original beginning. Anadi, anadi means that doesn't have any beginning. That doesn't have a beginning, he is the beginning of that. So the spiritual sky doesn't have any beginning. That is the difference between material and spiritual. Material, nature, everything has a beginning and it has an end. Whereas the spiritual sky, there is no beginning and there is no end. Now Krishna is the origin of the beginningless spiritual sky. Anad, that is the meaning of the word Anadir Adi. And he is the Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna's identity now has been established. And he is the Parama Ishvara, Supreme Personality of God. Later on, through Brahma's prayers, we will see that how Krishna expands himself into many incarnations. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishthan nanavataram akarod bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam samabhavat paramah pumanjo govindamadi purusham tamaham. Ramadi Murtishu, Ram Adi Ram, etc. There are many, many incarnations. Nana Avataram. He expanded himself into various incarnations. Kintu, but Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanya. But Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Swayam. Krishna himself, Krishna alone is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samabhavat Parama Pumanya. Nana Avataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu. So Krishna in this way expands himself. Another description in Brahma Samhita is Deeparchireva Dasantaram Abhupetya Deepayate Vibhrita Hetu Samana Dharma. Just as one original lamp lights many other lamps, and when they are lit, they give out the same amount of light and heat. But the original lamp is the one that lit all the other lamps. This is just an example. In this way, the relationship between Krishna and the incarnations have been established. So Brahma Samhita actually explains everything. So in this way, we will see that how by understanding Brahma Samhita, we actually understand the real teachings, the essential teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Mahapuran. Bhagavat is Mahapuran. What is the symptom of Mahapuran? Who knows? What are the symptoms of Mahapurana? Okay. Okay. Can you then tell me what's the meaning of this verse? Atra sarga visargascha, then? Anu. Maintenance, yeah. Utaya. Who knows the meaning of the word Utaya? Ganganarayan? Yeah. The creation, impression of creation. Then Manvantara. Changing of the manus or the reins of the manus. Tumi to bag nahi baide chale jao. Hari bol. Er porer bar jodi karo phone niye hoy, if anybody's phone rings in the class next time, I'll throw him out of the class. Just keep it in mind. How many times you have been reminded, then switch off your phones when you come to the class. Or put it in silent mode. So, Manvantara Ishanukatha, descriptions of the Lord's incarnations. Then, after that is Nirodha, the meaning of the word Nirodha. Nirodhasya, explain it. Nirodha just means cessation of material activities. And mukti, liberation, ashraya. What is ashraya? Ashraya is, Prabhupada mentioned, ashraya is the samam bonam, the ultimate point, the ultimate goal, the ultimate point, the ultimate aspect. Samam bonam. Nirodha Mukti Rashtra. So these are the symptoms of a Mahapuran. Bhagavat is Mahapuran because this has these symptoms. It begins with Sarga, creation, then sub-creations. Creation is made possible by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the sound of switching off the phones or what? Okay. Anyway, so I'll give you one more minute. So from tomorrow, make it a point. Whenever you come to a class, make it a point, because it's a very big disturbance when the thing rings. Be attentive about that. And so, Bhagavat is the Mahapuran. There is only one Mahapuran actually. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Because only in Srimad Bhagavatam, all these 10 aspects have been discussed. No other scripture describes that to that extent. Bhagavatam is the only one where Krishna's identity has been revealed. That is the main point. Other scriptures take us up to Vaikuntha. Other scriptures don't take us to Vrindavan. That is the difference. Other Puranas, not all, especially 5 Puranas, take us to Vaikuntha. Others in a secondary way they describe, but these 5 clearly describes. But Bhagavatam, this takes us to Vrindavan. That is the essence, that is the specialty of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Brahma Samhita is specially describing that, how Vrindavan is the topmost region of the spiritual sky and Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how, now Brahma Samhita is very clearly mentioning that. Brahma Samhita is very clearly mentioning that. It describes the identity of Krishna. Govindam Adipurusham. And the first verse, what is establishing? Ishvaraha Parama Krishna, not Narayana Parama Krishna, no Nishingana Parama Krishna, no Vishnu Parama Krishna, Parama Ishvara, no Ram Parama Ishvara. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And Anadir Adir Govinda. Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam, cause of all causes. That is the identity of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in Brahma Samhita, Brahma is describing how after receiving Gayatri Mantra, the transcendental knowledge revealed in his heart. And then he was transported to Vrindavan. When he was transported into Vrindavan, there he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, face to face. And that is how it is beginning. What's the first verse of Brahma Samhita? Brahma's prayer, 29th verse. What is the 29th verse? How many of you know this verse? Champeri? Okay, so how many of you think that you should learn this verse? How many of you understand what I am saying? Everybody should learn this verse. All these verses. Is it important to understand these verses, memorize these verses? So see the first description of the spiritual sky. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha. The spiritual sky is made of chintamani. Material nature is made of what? Material nature is made of matter. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. But spiritual sky, the land part is made of Chintamani. Prakara Sadmasu. The buildings there are constructed or built out with Chintamani. Prakara Sadmasu. And Kalpa Vriksha, there the trees are desire trees. In the spiritual sky, all the trees are. Vrindavan is a forest. That means that place is full of trees. Forest is full of trees. So naturally Vrindavan is full of trees. So Kalpa Vriksha Laksha Vritesu. Millions of Kalpa Vrikshas are there in the spiritual sky. And there what Krishna is doing? Surabhir Abhipalayantam. The cows that he is tending, they all are Surabhi cows. Surabhir Abhipalayantam. There Krishna is sporting with the cowherd girls, cowherd damsels. Who are those cowherd girls? Lakshmi Shahasra Sata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda. So this is how Brahma's prayer is beginning. So before that, Brahma also described how the material nature became manifest. He described that Krishna is there and Krishna's external energy, Maya, is there, the material nature. When Krishna glances to the material nature, then the material nature becomes manifest. And that glance is Shambhu. That glance of Krishna is, the glance of Mahavishnu is actually Shambhu. That is Lord Shiva. People often wonder, what is the relationship between Lord Shiva and Krishna or Vishnu? Especially in this place, the place of Lord Shiva, Mahakal. Now here we understand what is the relationship. Lord Shiva is the glance of Mahavishnu. But that glance is personified as Lord Shiva. It's a person. Vishnu, every aspect of spiritual sky is person. What to speak of things that are happening directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he glances towards the material nature. That glance is Lord Shiva. Shambhu. Now we can see the link, the relationship. It is because of the glance of Mahavishnu that the material nature becomes manifest. Now let us go deep. Why does the material nature become manifest? When does it become manifest? When the living entities come to the material nature. Through the glance of Mahavishnu, the living entities, the jivas, are coming into the material nature. And it is because of the presence, because of the glance, the material nature became manifest. Now, material nature is the mother. Tashang Brahma Mahajyonir Ahang Vija Pradapita. Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, in the vast womb, in the great womb of this material nature, Tasang Brahmo Mahajyonir Ahang Bija Pradapita. I am the seed giving father. So, how did we come to the womb of material nature? Through the glance of Mahavishnu. And that glance is Lord Shiva. Therefore, now let us consider, how is Lord Shiva worshipped? Often it's a mystery to many people. Why Lord Shiva is worshipped as a lingam? Shiva linga. Because it is signifying that we all came through Lord Shiva into this material nature. So when we approach the scripture or when we receive the knowledge from the scriptures, then everything falls in place. Everything becomes clear. We understand why something is in a certain way. So in this way we can see that the mystery behind the creation. And Bhagavatam goes into the details of this creation also. Mahavishnu lies in the causal ocean, and the bubbles that are generated from Mahavishnu's body due to his breathing, bubbles that are generated due to Mahavishnu's breathing, every single bubble is an universe. And then he enters into each bubble, each universe, as Garbhodakshai Vishnu. He fills up half the universe with water emanating from his body, sweat, swedavari. And then he lies on that water, on the bed of Anantashesha. And then from his navel sprouts one lotus. Brahma is situated in that lotus. Brahma is describing that, how from the navel of the Lord he became manifest. There is no mystery. Everything is crystal clear. Only thing is that we have to accept it with the right faith, the right understanding. So in this way, Brahma Samhita very, very clearly describes the secret of creation, Sarga. Then how Brahma did the secondary creation, Visarga. Srimad Bhagavatam describes that. But then Brahma goes to, begins to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After describing this aspect of creation and his identity, his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he saw, how he received Gayatri mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he meditated on that Gayatri, these all have been described in the first 27 verses, second to 28. And then Brahma now is offering his prayers. The prayer begins with Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpavriksha Lakshavritesu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahmasebhyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So in this way Brahma offered 27 prayers. The next verse describes Krishna's form. Venung, how is Krishna? How Brahma is seeing Krishna? He now went into spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. He is seeing Krishna. How is he seeing Krishna? Krishna is playing a flute. Venung Kananta Maravinda Dalayata Staksham. Krishna's eyes are large and beautiful, like a lotus petal. Aravinda Dalaya Taksham. Barhavatam. He has a peacock feather on his head. Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam. His Sundar Anga, his beautiful form, has the complexion like that of monsoon cloud. Sama Asita Ambuda. The water laden, saturated, water filled monsoon cloud. Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam. Just before the cloud starts to rain, that is the color of monsoon cloud. It's beautiful color, bluish black. We can't actually, it's not that monsoon, it's like monsoon cloud. It's not, again, like monsoon cloud. It's not a material thing. Krishna's complexion is not material. In the material nature, black is considered to be not very nice. White is good. But Krishna's complexion is sham. Now, is it like material black? No. It's not the black of material nature. It's a kind of complexion that we cannot actually define, describe. I heard that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur once said that Krishna's complexion is like Aparajita flower. Aparajita is a flower which has a color of deep blue. Very beautiful, bright, deep blue. Okay, so what do we do now? Anyway, have the generator on. Kotak samay chole jay, current kotay jay. Tale ekhon chole gele. Anyway, so I'll stop now. From tomorrow, please make things proper. Like, it's a serious business, we are having something, organize it properly. Why should the current go off? If the generator is on, why should it go off? Okay, so today is the first day, I won't take very long. The class is meant to go on till quarter to nine. Nitai Chandra? Till 9 o'clock. And breakfast? So class starts at what time? 7:45. Oh, so it's a 1 hour 15 minutes. including question answers. Okay. So, does anybody have any question? Yes, Kunja Bihari. Brahma?
Forehead.
No. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu doesn't have, he doesn't have more than one head. You see, to begin with, Vishnu is unlimited. Material thing, as, you know, Brahma's, you know, universes are bigger. So anyway, Vishnu's form will be bigger also in that case, no doubt. Because he's lying on the universe. So bigger the universe, Vishnu's form also will be it. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's form will be bigger also. Because the bigger the universe, he has to be bigger. And accordingly Brahma's form is becoming bigger. Yeah. Because some universes are so tiny. Some universes are huge. So if you look at it that way, in relation to the size of the universe, we have to see that yes, Vishnu is also expanding himself according to the need. But one thing is, we have to understand that Vishnu is unlimited to begin with. His potency is inconceivable. Like even Brahma cannot see Vishnu sometimes. He went to not even Brahma tried so much to find out where his origin is, and he went all the way down to the stem of the lotus, but still he couldn't see Vishnu. Why? Because to see Vishnu you need a special vision. Okay. Yes? Give her the mic. No, no, sky is limited. Material sky is limited. Who said material sky is unlimited? In the material nature, everything is limited. So because the sky is unlimited, therefore Krishna is blue. The sky is blue, so Krishna is blue. Because sky is unlimited and Krishna is unlimited. These are mental speculations. And when it comes to spiritual sky, we have to leave it at that. Krishna is blue because Krishna is blue. Why Radharani is white? Because Krishna wants, this is how Krishna wanted her to be. These are the things we should not dwell in speculations. Only the Mayavadis and sentimentalists get into that. Maya Krishna kyu kala, mai kyu goda, yeah, these are all. We don't dwell into all that. Just stick to Prabhupada's books. What Prabhupada said, let's stick to that. I have never heard Prabhupada saying this kind of mental speculations. This is why Krishna is blue, this is why Balaram is white. No. Any other question? Yes? Yeah, take the mic. Yeah, so it has been described, like when Brahma in the beginning is describing, he was in ignorance, he didn't know. So he was in ignorance, then he got the Gayatri, then he meditated on the Gayatri, and then he understood. So we find two different, we may sometimes find two different descriptions. One is Brahma is describing about Vaikuntha. Here Brahma is describing about Vrindavan. So here we have to understand that Krishna's identity hasn't been revealed to everybody. Golok Vrindavan hasn't been able to reveal to everybody. So those who are not qualified in the sense, those who are meant to go to Vaikuntha, for them the Vaikuntha description is there. But those special fortunate souls who are fortunate enough to be to have the understanding of Vrindavan, to them Brahma is revealing this aspect. So we have to understand that not that everybody can have access to Krishna in Vrindavan. So so anyway, any other question? What a cholche now to catch. Yes. If you chant Hare Krishna, you will get the supreme transcendental knowledge. Even if one doesn't chant Gayatri, it will be alright. Because Gayatri is a mantra, Hare Krishna is Mahamantra. Which one is greater? So the greater includes the inferior? The greater includes smaller? So Gayatri includes all the mantras. I mean, Hare Krishna Mahamantra includes all the Gayatris. Yes, Krishnendra?
Yeah.
The Sadashiva is the spiritual, the Shiva aspect, Lord Shiva, who is in the spiritual sky. Like if we look at it this way, if it is a glance of Mahavishnu, the glance is originally in the spiritual sky. So that aspect is the Sadashiva aspect. But then he comes to the material nature to perform the Gunavatar aspect. So that aspect is Rudra, is an incarnation of Sadashiva. The original Shiva is in Vaikuntha, in the spiritual sky. Alright? Yes, Mother Krishna Priya. You have to take the mic. And Mahavishnu is both. Yeah, if you look at him from this point of view, he is Sadashiva. When you look at him from that point of view, he is Mahavishnu. yeah, he is both. What's that? In the middle of Viraja River? No. Viraja is the borderline of material and spiritual. Beyond the Viraja is Brahma Jyoti. Beyond Brahma Jyoti is the spiritual sky. So Lord Shiva is beyond Viraja. Is beyond Brahma Jyoti also. It's a border of the spiritual and material. Beyond Viraja is Brahma Jyoti. So you can see, the Brahma Jyoti is just the beginning of spiritual sky. It's a spiritual sky, but in the sky there are Vaikunthas. Oh, what that? What's that?
It's not yogi, it's getting Brahman and initiation. So, is it just not following the initiation or formality? Because now it's very
simple. Yeah, very good. You see, those who are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they don't really need Gayatri. They don't really need Gayatri for their specific elevation. Because Maha Mantra is the highest. But certain activities are performed following Vaidhi Bhakti. Like for example, deity worship in our temples are performed by Vaidhi Bhakti. This is aspect of Vidhi, Shastra Vidhi. So Vaidhi Bhakti says that the deity worship must be performed by the Brahmanas. So that is why Prabhupada introduced the system of giving second initiation, making them Brahmanas. Actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur started that. By giving them Brahmana, just to so that they can perform those activities. And Prabhupada also said, you see, Gayatri is important because Gayatri is meant to be meditated. It's a mantra for meditation. Now, by chanting Gayatri, by meditating on Gayatri, we learn how to meditate on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has three aspects. Japa, Kirtan, Sankirtan. You can chant it in a silent way, Japa. You can chant loudly, sing loudly in Kirtan. And you can sing congregationally in Sankirtan. So generally, so this meditation aspect, Gayatri helps. That's where Prabhupada gave Gayatri. Or in started the system of offering Gayatri Mantra. Another what? Another what? I don't understand. Like Ramadi Murti Shu? Huh? Bangla one? No, Bivinangshu. Kala Niyamena Tishtam. Angshu Evang Kala. Bivinangshu Jeev. Ramadi Murti Shu Jeev Nai. Jeev Tattu Nai. Dipachi Revahi Darshan. Huh? Dashantaram abhupet. Otao avatar. Dutai avatar sambandhe. Bibhinnangsho hocche jib. Bibhinnangsho sambandhe ami kichu bolini. Bibhinnangsho jib. Bhagavaner expansion durokom. Ekti shangsho ang jate tini nije expand korchen. Ar tar bibhinno ongsho tar khudro onushodrisho ongsho. হচ্ছে জীব তার মধ্যে গুণ বর্তমান কিন্তু আয়তনগতভাবে ভিন্ন যেমন প্রভুপাদ দৃষ্টান্ত দিচ্ছেন সূর্য এবং সূর্য কিরণ এনিওয়ে হিয়ার ইজ এ কোয়েশ্চেন দ্যাট কোয়েশ্চেন ইজ বেসড অন সাম নট ইম আই মিন ইট ওয়াজ বেসড অন ইমপ্রপার আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং হি থট দ্যাট আই এক্সপ্লেন আই মেনশন রামাদি মূর্তিষু অ্যাজ আ কৃষ্ণাজ অংশ এক্সপ্যানশন And Dipachi Revahi Dashantaram Abhuketa, that verse I was explaining Bivinnangsha. But the point is, both are actually describing Krishna's incarnations. About Bivinnangsha, meaning Krishna's expansions as Jiva Tattva, I did not discuss today. He thought that I was. Anyway, that's what I have to explain in Bengali. Yes. Who is questioning?
Krishna Das.
Krishna Das. Krishna does. Okay. In Golok Vrindavan? Is Golok Vrindavan beyond Brahma Jyoti? Yes. Yeah. There are unlimited pastimes. The Krishna pastimes are all from Golok Vrindavan. And Krishna, it's not just beyond Brahma Jyoti, Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan is beyond Brahma Jyoti is Vaikuntha. The topmost region of Vaikuntha is Dwarka. Beyond Dwarka is Mathura Mandal. And Golok Vrindavan is the topmost region of that area. So Krishna's, all Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastimes as the son of Nanda Maharaj are all performed in Golok Vrindavan. Who is the queen? Name, place? How should one visualize the spiritual sky? Read Prabhupada's books, read Krishna book, and at least you'll get a glimpse of the spiritual sky. And to visualize the spiritual sky, you have to have spiritual vision. Without spiritual vision, you won't be able to see the spiritual sky. The qualification to see the spiritual sky is to develop spiritual vision. Now our vision is mundane, our vision is material. Therefore, with our material vision, we can only see matter to some extent. Many things of the matter we can't see even. Like air we cannot see. Ether we cannot see. Mind we cannot see. Intelligence we cannot see. Even material things cannot be seen. And beyond that is the spiritual reality. So the spiritual reality cannot be seen with our material senses, material eyes. The qualification to see the spiritual sky is by developing our spiritual vision. And that is why we have to practice devotional service. By practicing devotional service, our senses will become purified. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na bhavet grajham indriyai sevan mukhehi jivbhadau swayam eva sphurattada. Krishna namade, Krishna's name, form, Krishna's qualities cannot be na bhavet grajham indriyai, cannot be perceived by our senses. But sevan mukhehi, when through service our senses become purified, then only we'll be able to see the spiritual reality. Okay, Krishnadas? Hari Bol. So become a perfect Krishnadas and your senses, you will acquire spiritual senses. And then you'll be able to see the spiritual reality. Any other question there? Nita Chandra, just one question. Dhire dhire bolna, because I am not hearing it clearly. Mamai vansha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Acha, mic chhod ke batao. Yeah, well, in that way, when you see, we are coming through the medium of Lord Shiva. Through the via medium of Lord Shiva. But we are amsas of Vishnu. We are the amsas of Krishna. We are not amsas of Shiva. Alright? Shiva is the via medium. Okay, so almost 9 o'clock. Thank you all very much.